The Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 32. And it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, in the first day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation over Pharaoh king of Egypt, and say to him, You are likened to a young lion of the nations. Yet are you as a crocodile in the seas, and you broke forth with your rivers, and troubled the waters with your feet, and fouled their rivers. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, I will spread out my net on you with a company of many peoples, and they will bring you up in my net. And I will leave you on the land, I will cast you forth on the open field, and will cause all the birds of the heavens to stay on you, and I will satisfy the beasts of the whole earth with you. And I will lay your flesh on the mountains, and fill the valleys with your height. I will also water with your blood the land in which you swim, even to the mountains, and the watercourses will be full of you. And when I will extinguish you, I will cover the heavens and make their stars dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon will not give its light. All the bright lights of heaven I will make dark over you, and set darkness on your land, says the sovereign Yahweh. I will also vex the hearts of many peoples, when I will bring your destruction among the nations, into the countries which you have not known. Yes, I will make many peoples amazed at you, and their kings will be horribly afraid for you, when I will brandish my sword before them, and they will tremble at every moment, every man for his own soul, in the day of your fall. For thus says the sovereign Yahweh, the sword of the king of Babylon will come upon you. By the swords of the mighty I will cause your multitude to fall. The terrible of the nations are all of them, and they will bring to nothing the pride of Egypt, and all its multitude will be destroyed. I will destroy also all its beasts from beside many waters. Neither will the foot of man trouble them any more, nor the hoofs of beasts trouble them. Then I will make their waters clear and cause their rivers to run like oil, says the sovereign Yahweh. When I will make the land of Egypt desolate and waste, a land destitute of that of which it was full, when I will strike all those who dwell in it, then they will know that I am Yahweh. This is the lamentation with which they will lament. The daughters of the nations will lament with it. Over Egypt and over all her multitude, they will lament with it, says the sovereign Yahweh. It came to pass also in the 12th year, in the 15th day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, wail for the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down, even her and the daughters of the majestic nations, to the nether parts of the earth, with those who go down into the pit. Whom do you pass in beauty? Go down and be laid with the uncircumcised. They will fall in the midst of those who are slain by the sword. She is delivered to the sword. Draw her away and all her multitudes. The strong among the mighty will speak to him out of the midst of Sheol with those who help him. They have gone down, they lie still, even the uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Asher is there and all her company. Their graves are round about them, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, whose graves are set in the uttermost parts of the pit, and her company is round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, who cause terror in the land of the living. There is a lamb and all her multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, who have gone down uncircumcised into the nether parts of the earth, who caused their terror in the land of the living, and have borne their shame with those who go down to the pit. They have set her a bed in the midst of the slain with all her multitude. Her graves are round about them, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. For their terror was caused in the land of the living, and they have borne their shame with those who go down to the pit. He is put in the midst of those who are slain. There is Meshech-Tubal and all her multitude. Her graves are round about them, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. For they cause their terror in the land of the living. And they will not lie with the mighty who have fallen of old, who have gone down to Sheol with their weapons of war, and have laid their swords under their heads, and their iniquities are on their bones. For they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. But you will be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and will lie with those who are slain by the sword. There is Edom, her kings and all her princes, who in their might are laid with those who are slain by the sword. They will lie with the uncircumcised, and with those who go down to the pit. There are the princes of the north, all of them, and all the Sidonians who have gone down with the slain. In the terror which they caused by their might they are put to shame, and they lie uncircumcised with those who are slain by the sword, and bear their shame with those who go down to the pit. Pharaoh will see them and will be comforted over all his multitude, even Pharaoh and all his army, slain by the sword, says the sovereign Yahweh. For I put his terror in the land of the living, but he will be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised, with those who are slain by the sword, even Pharaoh and all his multitude, says the sovereign Yahweh.